Japan's game became crystal clear today. Her desire was war, war with the United States. The peace talks now appear to have been just a subterfuge, an attempt to gain time for her fleet to sail within battle range of the American bases in the Philippines. The blow struck the American public with lightning-like suddenness. Entirely unsuspecting and apathetic to the brewing war clouds, the public entered another calm weekend, stirred only to mild interest when the president last night, in a dramatic attempt, appealed to the Emperor of Japan to keep alight the lamps of civilization. But suddenly this afternoon, a grave-faced Secretary Steve Early appeared and announced that Japan has attacked Hawaii with airplanes. And here is Early's statement. Japan has attacked Pearl Harbor from the air and all naval and military activities on the island of Oahu, the principal American base in the Hawaiian Islands. Japan's special envoy, Saburo Kurusu, and Ambassador Nomura visited Secretary of State Hull at 2:20 p.m. The conference lasted only 10 minutes. A State Department announcement is expected momentarily. President Roosevelt quickly sprang into action and ordered the Army and Navy to use their full power for the defense of the United States. As soon as word of the attack was taken to the President, Mr. Roosevelt ordered the Army and Navy to execute all previously prepared plans for the defense of the United States. Secretary of War Stimson ordered all War Department personnel to report for duty tomorrow in uniform. Just 20 minutes later, Secretary Early announced that a second air attack had been reported, this one on America's mighty Army and Navy bases in Manila. America's outpost of the Pacific, mighty Pearl Harbor Naval Base, was also under heavy attack. A number of attacking planes were sighted shortly after 8 o'clock this morning. Anti-aircraft guns opened fire when the planes dive low over the base and release sticks of bombs one after another. Two warships lying in the harbor were reported sunk. The planes later returned to the attack. The Japanese have drawn first blood. The attack was a complete surprise. At Pearl Harbor, only minimum forces of the Army and Navy were on Sunday morning duty. A pall of heavy black smoke hung over Pearl Harbor. There were no immediate reports from Manila. The American naval base at Cavite, island of Luzon, was subjected to a heavy attack. Army and Navy authorities commanded all forces to their stations to resist the attack. There were no immediate reports here on the damage. In Washington, the attacking planes were identified as Japanese, but official information was scanty.